bones, just the piles of them. And he says, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Ezekiel looks at God and says, you alone know, God. You alone know. And God says, Ezekiel, command these bones. And he begins to tell the bones exactly what God told him to tell them. And it says, and the bones came together, and the sinews and the flesh and everything came upon the bones, and there stood up an army that God had created right in front of Ezekiel's eyes. But Ezekiel understood. The battle is the Lord's. The victory is the Lord's. The work of salvation is the Lord's. Everything that God does is generated by his grace, his riches, at the expense of his son who paid for it all. So here at Christmas, when we baptize a child, we have this wonderful image. A child is brought, we look at them as young and pure and innocent. God whispers and says, if nothing changes, this child is hellbound. Hellbound. Just like you and me. What am I? I was dead bones. What can a dead bone do for itself? You know, nothing. And God put me back together. God put sinew and flesh and bone together. And here's what you start to understand. Grace is, I have done it for you. I want to give it to you. Receive what I have accomplished for you. And so in that miracle, as we watch and hear the words of baptism and the commands of God spoken and the promises of parents and sponsors and otherwise others of those around us, please be encouraged. I also remind you that when you say as a congregation, friends, relatives, acquaintances, family, you guys understand what kind of life this child is coming into. You better do everything you can to make it a place where you'd want your child to be raised. Because you have control of everything from voting to protesting to standing up for things that you should be standing up for, so that this child can grow in the freedom that we have right at this moment. We're going to baptize this child without any fear of the police or government breaking down the doors. We get to do that here. If we were doing that in China or some other place, they might come in and arrest all of us, and you might never see one another again. That risk is not here. Do everything you can, not only spiritually, but also understand that responsibility we share together to take good care of our children and our families and our children's children. So as we get to that part too, I would invite the mom and dad sponsors to come down, kind of line up around here. There we go. I'll put this over here. Man, I think I know every one of these faces since they were about this big themselves. It is so cool. This is extra special, Devin. It's extra special, yes, because yes, you are just as big as your mom and no one. All right. As we come together, it's important to understand that you and I can't believe for a child. You can't believe you're for your child when they're an infant. You can't believe one of them, they're 10, 12, 15. I can't believe for my children when they're 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever they end up being. But I can pray for them. And I know salvation is not a part of me. It's from the Word of God, Spirit of God, and a work of God. And that's what makes this moment special. The question is, will you surround this child with the Word of God and continued prayer as God has begun this good work in him? Let him bring it to the fruition that it manifests in every part of his life. And so, as I look at you and as you have come forward today as Bob and Dad, you understand this is a very important part that you play. And I've always shared that the most important thing you can do for one another is love each other. One of the greatest things a father teaches his child is how to love his wife or his mother in the right kind of way. And so that's important for both of you as you do that. And so I ask you before everyone here, will you continue to keep your marriage strong and your vows and promises you made that I happen to have heard, all right? And we did too, all right? Will you continue to be faithful to those and continue to rely on God to give you the grace and love and testimony that you need? If so, say yes with the help of God. And then as mom and dad, you have been given a precious gift. At this age, all we can think about is they're part of us. But they grow up to be like you now, and you are very much independent from mom and dad in so many ways, in obvious ways. And so the same thing is true as we raise the child. We raise them so that they can begin to function on their own and live well. And so I ask, will you do everything you can to share the Word of God, put the Word of God in his hands, take him to celebrate the gift of worship and praise? Will you help him to understand the message of the manger and the true message of Christmas as he grows? If that's your heart's desire from this point forward till the last day you live upon the earth, say yes with the help of God. And his sponsors, like I pointed out to you, cannot believe for this precious child. You can't believe for Devin, no matter how much you'd want to, but you can love him, and you can pray for him, and you can bring the Word of God, and you can help hold his parents accountable in all the encouraging kind of ways, where you've heard their words and their promises. This is not something we've done in secret. We have all of these support people and witnesses, but you have been selected by them because of your heart, because you're someone special in their life, because if something would happen to them, you would do all that you could to make sure that Devin is raised in the knowledge and the love of God, and that he would be watched over and guarded until he can walk that path by himself. But even then, maintain that relationship. And so I ask you before us and before God, is it your heart's desire to be that kind of spiritual support and nurturer for both parents and for Devin, and to do all that you can to see that the faith God creates in him will be fed and nurtured all the days of his life? If so, answer yes with the help of God. And as congregations and family members and everything else that you are, please understand that we share in a responsibility, and so I ask you too. You say, well, I don't even know Devin. That's all right. You may or may not know his mom or dad. That's all right too. The question is, will you do all that you can for family or families or those of you who were, some of you stood and were sponsors in your own day, to do all that you can to be supportive and encouraging of this precious family and Devin? Will you do all that you can in terms of supporting mom and dad as you understand the challenges of parenting? Will you pray for them? And in some cases, develop those friendships that allow you to speak directly to them and have that intimate contact to support them as husband, wife, mom and dad, and everything else. If that's your heart and you're willing to say yes out loud and with the help of God, say yes with the help of God.
Yes with the help of God.
Amen. Well, I get it. You are so cute, dude. You look better than that tonight. Yeah. Hi. Mom's right over there. It's okay. Devin Thomas Puckmeyer. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I saw that smile. Yes. Yes. Place upon your forehead the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit and across your heart that you would understand it's by God's mercy and grace. Salvation is a work of the Lord. And I bring you before the altar of God to raise you up, to help you understand you are a kind of a Christmas child. And I want you always to remember that all your life, that the Lord Jesus came for you. And so we will love you and encourage you in all things. Lord Jesus, bless Devin. Give him strength and wisdom and grace to walk in your power and authority all his life. Fill him with the joy of your life and everything, Lord. Pray it in your name. Amen. I'm going to get him back. Good. And I get to give you this. I'll let you distribute those. And this. I didn't wipe this out too good, but there it is. Thank you. You guys get to sit down. Except for Scott, if you can move the font for me, please. Thank you. The most marvelous of God's actions are sometimes done in the darkest of evenings, quietest of times. I believe sometimes that God speaks loudest when we're all alone, or in the quietness of a night or an evening. Christmas, in one sense, is like that. Announced, proclaimed, prophesied, and everything else. As the kids now give their kind of their version, a little bit fun, a little bit goofy of the Christmas story, be reminded that there is no reason to not see what really matters here and to shout it as loud as you can in your life, actions, words, and thoughts to a culture that has done everything it can to turn its back on Christmas. And so be encouraged. The church needs revival. You and I need it. The body of Christ across the world needs it. But most importantly, we have to understand our role in reviving even this country and even what and directions that we're going in. So be encouraged in that. I want you to, like I said, I think I'm giving them enough time. They got to get a few changes of costumes and things like that.
We have a song.
As they come out. Pardon?
We have a song.
And there's the song. Thank you, Mark. I didn't have my bulletin.